Will the House elect a speaker today? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. For the first time in a century, the voting went beyond a first ballot, and Kevin McCarthy came up short three times. But Fox's Sean Langell reports.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says there is no circumstance in which he would consider pulling out of the race for speaker. While McCarthy is getting support from most Republicans, another 20 have voted for other candidates, like Colorado Representative-elect Lauren Boebert, who tells Fox,
"Our candidate is Jim Jordan. He is a fighter. He is a leader."
But Jordan doesn't want the job.
"And I think Kevin McCarthy is the right guy to lead us. I really do, or I wouldn't be standing up here giving this speech."
Until they elect a speaker, the House can't do anything. They can't even swear in the members. Damar Hamlin remains in intensive care, sedated and in critical condition in Cincinnati after his heart stopped after the Buffalo Bill made a tackle on Monday Night Football. Hamlin had to be revived on the field. His uncle Dorian Glenn tells NFL Network he's improving breathing.
"Right now they got him on a ventilator, so they're trying to get him to breathe on his own. So we're just kind of taking it day by day."
In states that allow abortions, the FDA will now allow women to get abortion pills at retail pharmacies with a prescription, and that is not all.
Updating labels to allow women to get a prescription via telehealth consultation and then receive them through the mail. FDA labeling had limited dispensing these pills to doctors' offices and clinics due to safety concerns, but in-person requirements had been temporarily suspended because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. Brian Koberger has been taken to Idaho after the suspect in the murders of four university students waived extradition at a hearing in Pennsylvania. Steve Gonzalez's daughter, Kaylee, was one of the four victims, he tells Fox.
"I feel a little bit lucky knowing that we have somebody and there's a person of interest. Nothing feels worse than having nobody and just nothing but doubt."
Nobody won the big Mega Millions jackpot, so it'll grow Friday to $940 million. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Missouri made history last night.
Amber McLaughlin was given a lethal injection at the Missouri State Prison in Bonne Terre, becoming the first transgender inmate to be executed in the U.S., Missouri Corrections Department Director Ann Preseith.
"The state of Missouri carried out Scott McLaughlin's sentence as ordered by the Missouri Supreme Court. McLaughlin was convicted and sentenced to death for the 2003 brutal rape and murder of Beverly Gunter.
Known as Scott, at the time of the murder and conviction, McLaughlin had transitioned in prison. In a written final statement, she apologized for the killing. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
A California father is being charged with attempted murder and child abuse. Accused of driving the car they were in off a cliff, it plunged 250 feet, but miraculously, he and his wife and their two kids all survived. In New York City, the man who went on the attack in the subway last year admits he did it.
Frank James' actions wounded 10 people. He set off smoke bombs on the train before firing random shots, then disappeared into the panicked crowd. NYPD officers searched the city for nearly 30 hours before he was apprehended. James is pleading guilty to 10 counts of committing a terror act against mass transit, one for each victim, and an 11th count of firing a gun during a violent crime. James' lawyers indicated last month the intent to plead guilty, avoiding a February trial. James faces up to life in prison on each of the 11 counts. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures up modestly after this year started like last year. With losses, the Dow dropped 10 points, the Nasdaq fell 79. In the NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo scored a career-high 55 points, leading Milwaukee past Washington 123-113. The Oklahoma City Thunder scored the most points in a game since they were the Sonics in Seattle, 150, blowing out Boston by 33. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.